Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
I was going nowhere, doing nothing. I mean, I was a useless human being, really. I had been in and out of the Navy and in and out of factories and working in bars. I mean, I was going nowhere. And I was 26 when I woke up.
You ask a person, why are you so unhappy? Why are you so frustrated? Why are you so resentful? The moment you ask that, their brain is going to associate that emotion to a past event.
To a memory.
To a memory. Yeah. That's because they have nothing to look forward to in their future. So if you're not being defined by a vision of the future, it just means to me that you're more in love with your past than you are with the future. So how do you teach people to believe in a future that they can't see or experience with their senses yet, but they've thought about enough times in their mind that their brain has literally changed to look like the event has already occurred? The latest research in neuroscience says that's absolutely possible. We know that. And how do you teach a person to select a new possibility in their future and begin to emotionally embrace that future before it's made manifest?
The more you think about your desired future, the joy, the gratitude, the feelings you want to have that are more positive, the more your body shifts now.
Exactly. So your body is believing it's living in that future reality now, in the present moment.
I think I'm very effective at what I do because I always figured if this worked for me, it would work for anybody. Most people live through their senses because we're programmed to do that. Literally, we're programmed genetically and then environmentally to go by what we hear, see, smell, taste, touch. But you know, we have perception, the will, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. They're the faculties that make us separate from everything else. You change your perception, you change your life. When John Kennedy asked Dr. Wernher von Braun what it would take to build a rocket that would carry a person to the moon, bring him back safely to Earth, von Braun said, he answered him in five words. He said, the will to do it. The ability to hold that picture on the screen of your mind and nothing else. Energy flows to and through you. Through concentration, you increase the amplitude of vibration when the energy leaves you.
It took me a long time to embrace the fact that if you succeed by failing over and over again. It's like going to the gym. You're not always going to have the killer day that you want to put on Instagram. Most people just see, you know, it's like a sculpture. Most people just see when it's done in the museum, right? You don't see the chiseling and the messing up and the fixing and the repasting and the whack-a-mole.
The stronger the emotion you feel from some condition in your life, the more altered you feel inside of you, the more you narrow your focus on the cause, and the brain freezes an image and takes a snapshot. And that memory now is embossed in the brain. It's branded in there. So then people think neurologically within the circuits of those past experiences, and they feel chemically within the boundaries of those emotions. And the stronger the betrayal, the stronger the trauma, the more the body's living in the past, right? Right. So how do you reverse that? So now, if you truly got passionate about a future, we've all done this. You get a wild idea in your mind, and you start holding on to that vision, and you're preoccupied with it. All of a sudden, the thought in your mind becomes the experience, and you start feeling the energy of the future. Yeah. Now, the stronger the emotion you feel from that vision, the more you're going to pay attention to the picture in your mind, and now you're remembering your future. People can do it. They just have to practice.
I am so excited for you to finish the rest of your day strong. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description and it'll take you to the full episode of my other show, The School of Greatness. Make sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.